This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe right now on the Third Watch. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it, we appreciate you, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and all points in between. And, of course, our Federal Express and our UPS and our U.S. Postal Service bulk mail haulers out there. Appreciate all that you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, don't forget our suicide jockeys who bring you the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, as well as our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers themselves. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We also happen to be on MeWe and on Parler and on Gab and on Getter. And we're on Trump Social. We're on Twitter as well, all with one single code. Captain's America. Captain's America gets you over there to us. And don't forget, you can go check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there for some great stuff and find out what it is that's going on. We always have a lot of different things over there for you to take a look at, and that's no different right now with Christmas time. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and here he is. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Good morning.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Pretty simple. Now, the 125% jump, by the way, in what's going on when it comes to the anti-Semitic and all these comments going on about people. They're up 125% from last year at the same time. And one of the people that raised his voice and got in the middle of all this was Kanye West, now known as Ye, and a couple of his compadres. Are these people just plain stupid, or do they not care?
You know, Captain, it's so hard to try to keep track of this kind of thing. But, you know, when we hear stuff like that, when we hear anti-Semitism, or when we hear, you know, something about Adolf Hitler and how this was, he was on the right track, or any of this kind of stuff, whatever it might be, who cares? You could say, maybe the trains run on time. But it was a terrible, horrible evil thing that he was up to. So, you know, I don't put much stock in people that talk about that stuff. You know, it's horrible. You don't want to say and be hurtful to other people no matter what.
No, you don't. We understand that, but apparently they don't. Donald Trump has got to be careful now what he says and who he associates with, because he got burned with this Kanye West stuff.
He really did, and especially with what's the person's name, Fuentes?
Yeah.
Who came to the dinner, and then, well, I didn't know who he was, what he was saying. I can't imagine, Captain, if you're the former president of the United States, that they don't know exactly who's coming to dinner with you, and would be alerted somehow and vetted in some way, shape, or form. So none of this stuff really adds up very well at all, and it's very, very problematic for Donald Trump.
Well, you don't get anywhere close to a former or a current president without you telling them who you are, giving them all your information, your Social Security number, date of birth, where you live, all that stuff, so they can run a check on you. I can't not believe that that wasn't done with this guy. They would have known then.
Well, of course. And the optics, I mean, just from purely a political perspective of it, the optics are horrendously terrible. So, again, one wonders about this kind of stuff. But nevertheless, the fact that President Trump did not navigate this very well and should have never been at the dinner with that person is just really, really something.
Now, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments on Monday in a vitally important free speech case. At issue is whether or not the state of Colorado can force a website designer to make custom websites for same-sex weddings.
Well, it's a very interesting thing, because typically when you hang out a shingle that you're going to do some service, you can't discriminate against people whom you might do the service for. But this particular case falls under the idea of First Amendment expression, creative or artistic work, and I think the court is coming down on the idea that artistic work is something that can be, the artist can limit how the work is used or how their creativity is used. I think that's where the heart of the matter is here. Again, I think when you hang out a shingle and you're going to do something, you don't want to discriminate, but this has religious overtones as well.
Okay, well, we're going to hang out a sign here, and we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back with more right after this break. So let's listen to who's taking us to break.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota. We appreciate him for doing that for us. And well, I expect to see him today at Mission Barbecue at Mission West Waters here in Tampa. We'll be there from 11:30. To 1:30, have lunch with the captain. It's today, and hopefully if you get a chance, you'll stop by and say howdy, howdy, too. Now, I can tell you this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for going on about 9 years now. It'll be 9 years come the next turnaround, the new year. But the reason I take it is simple. It works. It works. And if you're having problems with your pain in your legs, pain in your arms, pain in your back, pain in your butt, wherever you've got pain or discomfort, this product will help you. It's like taking a vitamin pill, for God's sake, for pain. But here's the deal, okay? You got to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That website one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. That's where you'll find out about the Relief Factor. You'll also see the charts there that tell you how it works, because it comes with the natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, that go right straight to your body's nervous system and pain blocking agents, and it'll take care of it right then and there. It'll take care of it right then and there. And the thing of it is I found out early on that I didn't need to wait 3 weeks to find out, because within about a week, it was working quite nicely for me. And one of the little tricks is you take it in the morning with food, with your breakfast. And then if you need to take it a second time, you take it with lunch. And if you need to take it a third time, you can, but you take it with your supper. Try not to take these pills on anything other than a meal, because it'll help dissolve them and it'll help get your system quicker, and it'll help take care of the problem you've got. So, Relief Factor,
Americafirst.com/captains. You can go there, check it out. You can also check out the telephone number that they have by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. You can find out more about the other products they have in there, too. And all you got to lose is pain, and if you don't believe me, ask Kyle Warren. What's that there, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain. All you have to lose is pain.
Yep, and it's a big deal when you're in pain. Big deal. A lot of people can't sleep because of it, but I'll tell you what, you'll be sleeping when you start taking this. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, well, Kyle, most voters, namely 61%, say the Trump probe that's currently going on is politically motivated. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it certainly is. The Democrats, I think, you know, have given us every reason to believe that it's completely politically motivated. They've tried to keep all this stuff going as much as possible. I don't think there's a critical mass out in the country for the January 6th hearings. That is not to say that the people across the country agree with the idea of storming the Capitol building or anything of that nature, but I think that they see what the Democrats have done, have turned what should be a legitimate investigation into a political show, a political circus, if you will. And they don't like that. What they want is they want government that's going to actually work for them. They want to have some kind of compromise in government so that things actually do get done. And they're tired of these witch hunts. They're done with it. And because the stakes are so high for their lives.
Well, we have a trial, federal trial going on right now down here for one of the January 6th people. Let's see what's his name, Jeremy Brown. And I guess it's one of the federal buildings close by. I don't know which one. I got a flyer, but now I can't find it to see what it says. And we're getting a little bit of a bleed over from people that are telling us what's going on there, but I'm not sure how that's going to work out. I mean, this guy's been held for, God, over a year, and suddenly now he's getting his day in court, suddenly.
Well, right. I think there are good questions about, you know, how long people have been held and under what circumstances and so forth. And does that bear on the notion that there is a lot of politics going on, not only in the Congress in terms of the commission per se, but also in the DOJ as well? And again, Captain, I think the one thing people have to be able to have faith in is the institutions of government, like the Department of Justice. And when it becomes way too politically motivated, it makes Americans, let's just say, nervous.
Now, do you know what happened yesterday in Arizona?
They certified the election once and for all, I think, the gubernatorial election, yeah.
Yes, they did. They sure did. And that's despite all the GOP complaints, but they can fight it out in court now, but the election there has been certified.
It has. And, you know, Captain, I think that when people see that there any kind of evidence that comes up in these kinds of things, it seems to be compelling. But nothing is going to change until, and unless, the voting is, for lack of a better term, sort of simplified. I think there's so many different avenues for fraud that people may just start throwing up their hands and saying, what difference does it make anymore? No matter what we do, it always seems to come out this way. And so there has to be some kind of thing, and we were having a call about it the other night, as I recall, the notion that, you know, why can't we go to bed and then wake up in the morning and know who won the election, for goodness sake. But until we get to that point, which I don't think we will, we're going to continue to see this.
Well, we do hear the last few cycles around.
That's exactly right, because in Florida, and you're motivated to do that. I mean, there has to be some kind of drive and will to make it happen rather than just, you know, what we've been seeing in these key places around the country.
Now, the CDC has come out and said the U.S. is experiencing the most flu hospitalizations in over a decade. Now, that's the flu, and a lot of people are being told to go out and get the flu shot. I already had mine. Some people are going, oh, no, it's a jab. I'm not going to do the jab. Well, you know, get sick then. I don't care.
Well, yeah, I think there are a lot of different factors involved. One of them could be as well that, you know, people were locked down for a very long time and the human immune system might have, you know, gone through some changes in terms of how hard it had to work during that time versus how it would be working if the pandemic had never occurred, kind of a thing. But all those things will be figured out at some point. So, but yes, it's very, very unfortunate if we have more people in the hospital because of flu.
So, have you been paying attention to the North Carolina power problem?
Well, I know that what had happened with the gunfire in it took down the power grid, but I know that it's still. It's going to take a while to fix that thing.
Well, it's going to take several days at the very least. Could even take a week, maybe even a little bit longer. Depends on the parts and exactly what they did and how they did it. There's two substations that were shot up. Two, not one. Two.
Exactly right. And it seems to fit the definition, doesn't it, Captain, of a terrorist or terroristic attack?
It does.
Basically. To my knowledge, we haven't heard anybody claim responsibility for it. So that's a missing component here. But it is very disturbing because, you know, these bullets were more than likely armor piercing if they were able to cut through all the parts of the station and the metal and all that stuff.
Right. Right.
If God forbid they're firing at people. I mean, this is very, very disturbing. And what I'm hoping, of course, as everybody is that the FBI, and they figure this stuff out, by the way. And, you know, I hate to tell these people, man, you look over your shoulder now because they're going to come find you and they're going to put you in jail at the very least.
Now, we've got a problem with the mandatory vaccines. The Marine General, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, saying that the vaccine mandate is hurting their recruiting in the Marine Corps. That I can find very easy to believe.
Yes, me too. Why not? It's just another layer of maybe I don't want to join the military. I mean, that's not good.
No, and, you know, a lot of these young men and these young women are very healthy, very, very virile. They get shots when they get in the military, no problem there. You just don't tell them they're getting a COVID shot.
right.
Included in your booster that you get. All right, well, hold that thought there, Mr. Kyle. Okay, folks, you're going to take your bottom of the hour break. We're going to come back, and then we're going to take it up to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and away we go. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Beautiful day in the morning where I'm at. Hope it is where you're at, too. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
Voters in Georgia will head to the polls Tuesday to decide the runoff election in the state's Senate race. Recent polling shows Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock has a narrow lead over Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Early voting wrapped up in Georgia over the weekend. A Republican senator isn't mincing her words about Democrats' decision to move the first-in-the-nation caucus from Iowa to South Carolina. The DNC said they will make the change due to a lack of diversity in Iowa, as well as South Carolina's role in turning around President Biden's 2020 campaign. And Monday Night Football sees the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are leading the NFC South currently with a 5-6 record, face off against the New Orleans Saints. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
All right, the captain did send you. And by the way, Heroes Mile, I'll spell the word heroes for you, because some people can't get it because they don't realize that it's a different spelling than normal. It's H-E-R-O-E-S for heroes. Heroes Mile, H-E-R-O-E-S-Mile.com, the website. Now, what this is all about is it's veterans helping veterans with whatever kind of problems you got. It's not just about PTSD. It's not just about trauma of different types. It's not just about maybe you've had some suicidal tendencies or whatever. It's about helping your fellow vet. These are veterans helping veterans. Throws a different light on things. They've walked a mile in your shoes. They've been in the position that you've been in along the line somewhere. And they know what you're going through. So they can talk to you. They can relate with you. And it's very important that you understand that. These are your brothers and sisters. In addition, first responders are welcome, too, because you'll find that there are first responders over there that can talk to you as well. HeroesMile.com, HeroesMile.com. Their phone number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. I'll do that again, 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's their phone number. You can call them up. You can ask to set up an appointment and go see them, or they'll come see you, whatever works for you. And I'll tell you what, you won't be sorry. You won't be sorry. You're having trouble with your finances, too? They can help you out. You having trouble with your family life? They can help you out. It's that simple. And you won't know until you reach out and try. All right, back to the telephone lines. And we have got on the telephone Kyle Warnham, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to go to the phone line. We've got a caller in here, and I think it's Aaron up in Colorado. Let's see. Good morning. Is this Aaron in Colorado?
Yeah, this is Anthony Kyle, Cap, Professor Pot. I got to talk about this so-called controversial with Trump in the suspending the Constitution or terminates the rules or regulations within the Constitution. And the only ones that actually would agree with Trump would be, of course, has to be the dark side, broken down dumb donkeys out there, because, of course, they would love to get rid of the Electoral College. They would love to suspend student debt, which is unconstitutional. They would love to take the voting rights away from states, all 50 states, which is unconstitutional. So, you know, I mean, when Trump stirs the voodoo chili and it comes out and you hear this overreaction to what he said, all I can say is it is just pure hypocrisy, hypocrisy, hypocrisy. And you just get so tired of it, because the thing is, if the Constitution was extinguished or suspended, there would be civil war part two in this country. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in my lifetime. It's not going to happen in your lifetimes. It may happen in the future, but we won't be around to deal with that. But the thing is, as long as I'm alive, it damn well ain't going to happen. But anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much. I don't disagree.
Well, no, as a matter of fact, Captain, I think that what Aaron was talking about there in terms of what we hear about wanting to get rid of the Electoral College, for example, why isn't there a massive outcry about that? Now, President Trump, former President Trump, can come along and talk about, you know, the massive fraud, you know, allows for the suspension of rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution, I think, was in the post that he did.
Mm-hmm.
But why wasn't there a massive outcry when, you know, we hear about getting rid of the Electoral College? That's a very, very good question, because suspending the Constitution or getting rid of these key parts of it, it works both ways. But, of course, the Democrats, liberals get a pass every time.
Yeah, that's very true. And, of course, I'm talking, folks, to the professor of politics, Kyle Warn. Find out more about him by going to KyleWarnShow.com, KyleWarnShow.com. Now, there's a video report out there that Iran is seeking Russia's help in stopping the protests that are going on in Iran.
Birds of a feather.
Yeah, but how are they going to stop them? How would Russia stop anything but with brute force?
Well, with brute force. Well, of course. You know, in both, you know, they're very, in some ways, very different regimes, but in other ways, very similar. Right? Because the people don't really have the ability to make real change. Without obviously the horrible consequences of trying to do that. How else are they going to do that in Iran except cracking down?
The same
way we'd see in China, same way we see in Russia.
I'm glad you just mentioned China, because it leads me to my next story. Mm-hmm. China-linked hackers stole $20 million in COVID-19 benefits. Wonderful.
Wow. Well, that's...
That's what we know about. There could be a lot more.
Right, yeah. We're not surprised at all. This is ongoing. This is something that's happening all the time, from the phishing attacks that go on. And these come from all different parts of the world, by the way, too.
Right.
But once those benefits were announced, it was going to be open season for anybody to try to come up with some fraudulent way of getting it, whether it be domestic or foreign.
Right, absolutely. And did you see Biden at the Kennedy Center talking about some of the honorees that were being honored there, where he was talking?
Okay, I know he was there. I didn't hear what he said, though.
He had no idea who some of the honorees were.
Oh, really? Uh-oh.
No idea. Not one. Now, that's not even understandable, because when you go somewhere to honor people, you usually have a list of the names somewhere, don't you?
Right. You want to know who you're honoring. Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm just saying to you that something was awash there, that I'm sure that the names were somewhere. Maybe he couldn't read the cue thing at that time or whatever, but the names were there somewhere. They just didn't appear in his memory bank.
Uh-oh. Well, classic, unfortunately, all too familiar now,
Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, the old man on the hill.
Yeah, yeah. Or the fool on the hill. A Beatles song, that's right.
Yeah, that too. The Salvation Army, Kyle, we've seen them for years and years and years at Christmas time, right?
Of course, yeah.
They've got their Red Cattle, and the Red Cattle campaign is to help people in need. And now they're in their 132nd year. The Red Kettle campaign is the longest-running philanthropic fundraiser of its kind anywhere in the world. Donations collected during the holiday season help the Salvation Army provide gifts to children who would otherwise go without, as well as fund the food, the shelter, and the utility assistance that they need to help others during the rest of the year who need it almost every day. In their life, because a lot of people, they don't realize this, a lot of people can't pay their power bills, and what happens when you can't do that?
You get very cold during the winter time.
They shut it off. Yep, they shut it off. They don't care what your problem is, but the Salvation Army is always there to help. And sometimes the Red Cross can help you out, but, I mean, it's the question of who's got the money to do it.
Well, that's right, especially this time of year. We go through Thanksgiving and come up to the holiday season with Christmas time, trying to help others. And those who are doing that very actively, they're doing the Lord's work. And if you can support them, whether it's the Salvation Army or whatever charitable organization nearby in your community, you can do it.
Hold on, let me go to the phone real here real quick. Okay, this is Mary, I think, in St. Pete. You got about 20 seconds. I'm sorry, we're running out of time.
Hi, good morning. So Sweden has got a thing to where they're banning electric cars so they can heat their houses.
Yep.
And I'm glad the other person called about Trump's comments. Trump arrangement syndrome alive and well. Where's the outrage about Obama hanging out with Reverend Jeremiah Wright, calling these people Semites and termites? What's up with that?
Thank you. Yeah, that's way old news when it comes to Jeremiah Wright. Jeremiah Wright is a thing of the past, and I don't even want to remember him right now is worthless. He's not doing anything. Have you seen or heard him doing anything? Matter of fact, he may not be alive for all I know. I don't know. All right, got to go to break, Kyle. Hang on. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up. I'm going to check that. I think he may have passed away, but I'm not sure. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch. Painting on the side.
I'll give you three guesses what the name of that song is, Kyle.
I'm guessing Copperhead Road.
And it's somebody named Steve Earle. Now, I heard that a little while ago, and it's got quite a story behind it, quite a video behind it. It's dated to, like, the World War II era, and then on up to modern day. But it's an interesting song, and it tells a story about the mountain, the moonshine crowd out there in the mountains of Arkansas and probably even perhaps a little northern Louisiana stuff going on there, but certainly certainly the first. But anyway, Kyle, tell us what's going on out in your turf.
Well, Captain, out west tonight, of course, we're continuing to track some rain. This is going to be north of San Francisco in the Santa Rosa area. And if you're down in San Jose right now, you've also got rain if you're traveling in that area. Snow, any active snow we're seeing right now falling out there, especially on Interstate 15, just a little bit north of St. George in Utah. So you want to be aware of that. Also, for our friends up in Missoula, Montana, that snow that we were talking about last hour has been coming south, now covering over I-90 as you head down from Superior, down through Missoula on your way to Deer Lodge. It's also going to be a little bit north of there as well. Also, since last hour, it looks like we've got snow all through Great Falls and Eden there in Montana, heading up towards Fort Benton and Rocky Boy, a place called Rocky Boy. So be aware of that. And then also up in Montana, looks like in the northern part of the eastern part of Montana, up near Glasgow, just south of there, we got snow on the radar as well. We continue to see the dense fog. Now, this is going to be along I-84 near Boise, down towards Twin Falls. Also, Logan, Utah, coming down Interstate 15, you got dense fog on your way to Salt Lake City. So be careful out there.
All right, we're going to go right over to North Dakota, northeastern corner of North Dakota, I-29. From Minot on down to Fargo, you've got a winter storm watch, if you will, but definitely winter weather up there. Snow right now on the road, northwestern corner of Minnesota as well. And it's very cold tonight up in North Dakota, as you might expect. So where it's not snowing, it's cold. And there's more snow coming to parts of North Dakota today, so be advised you're not out of the woods yet. Let me go straight down to Oklahoma. The central part of Oklahoma, you have dense fog coming up I-35, coming up out of Texas, right on up to Oklahoma City, and that's going to run east-west off I-35, about 50 miles in each direction, so it's about 100 miles wide as it comes up there to Oklahoma City. And then you'll be out of it when you get over there around Tulsa. You should be out of it, although it might be moving along a little bit. Just be careful when you get in it. And you might want to listen to the weather a little bit and find out what else is going on. But over in Arkansas, coming out of Texas, I-30 all the way to Little Rock, you're going to have dense fog. I-40, about 20 miles into Arkansas, all the way across to Memphis, you're going to have dense fog. You're going to have dense fog over into the southeastern corner of Missouri and the southwestern corner of Kentucky. And the southern part of Illinois is going to have a lot of fog, too, especially along the river. And then let's not forget that going up the east side of Illinois tonight, which is going up 55, you're going to have a real mess when it comes to the fog. It's really thick and a big problem up that way. And then we're going to have some scattered fog across the southern half of Indiana, the southern half of Illinois. Wait a minute, not Illinois, Ohio. Also over in the mountains of West Virginia, we've got some fog over there right now. Chesapeake Bay fog over there. And then in Florida, across I-10 from about, let's see here, it's moved over to about Live Oak right now. And it's all the way west over into New Orleans. So you're going to have it on I-10 all the way across. And the southwestern corner of Georgia, you've got a lot of dense fog in there right now, all the way over to I-75 to Valdosta. So be advised, it's all going to slow you down. Okay, Kyle, number one, who brings us the Truckers Highway and Byway Report?
Well, Captain, the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers do, and you can find out more about them and how you can save and get great offers as well simply by going to pilotflyingj.com.
And how do we hear your show?
You can go to kylewarrenshow.com.
All righty. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and, of course, we appreciate him and what he he does for the program. Now, we're going to jump on up here right now, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. By the way, yes, what'd you think about that football game last night, or did you not watch it?
You know, I cheated myself. I bailed out with about 2.5 minutes left. I said, okay, I'm out of here.
Well, I thought they were going to lose. I really did when they got behind.
I did, too.
And I said, no, I got to watch this because just maybe Brady will do his magic. And son of a gun, here we go. What a game.
Yep.
All right.
I had to watch the replays on ESPN.
Yep. Well, yeah, they weren't quite as good, but they were still, you know, worth watching. All right. Thank God for Elon Musk. He's got a lot of people going, my God, this guy's all right.
Yeah, more to come, too.
That's right. Now, what do you think we're going to see? Because we've got this big disinformation campaign going with Frenchie in the White House and others trying to say that, well, this is all just the Russian disinformation. They're still playing that game.
Well, and she called it laughable and a distraction.
Yeah.
So the White House is very dismissive of it all.
Mm-hmm.
But now it seems he has a company called Neuralink.
Yes.
Which does does studies to eventually for humans for paralysis.
Right.
And there are some tests on animals, and he's passed all the tests with the USDA, but they, you know, to get back at him, they decided to put his company under investigation.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we heard. Yeah, so they're doing a nice little job there. But, you know, I don't think that's going to fly for the simple reason that if the people just heard us say that, more and more people are going to read that, they're going to hear that, and they're going to go, well, sure, say something about the government, and they go after your company.
Well, that's what they do.
Yes, it is. All right, I hear the music coming up, so don't go nowhere. And folks, don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news, views, and Denise Simon, too, here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We'll see you on the flip side of the news. I'll be back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.